Welcome to Girls in Heels. Welcome, everybody. We're so happy to be back. I know. I love the show. I love when I see you guys and we're doing this. And it fills my day with such joy and energy. And we hope that the listeners feel the same way. I mean, it seems like it because we have a lot of new listeners who want to say welcome to them. Thank you so much for downloading the show. Today, we're going to find out why Nicole was not here last week. And then Teresa and I are fired up. We are fired up.
Yes, we are.
Actually, the way Teresa said it, she said she's flabbergasted about The Bachelor.
I am.
And why is Reno riding a horse through the dining room? I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Aprea. Nicole Napolitano,
hello.
Also known as the twins from Bravo's Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo-hoo! Hello, everybody.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
So I am really excited to find out so many things from you guys. First of all, since last week, it was just Teresa and I, and Nicole wasn't here, and
yes.
I have been inundated with people who were like, what happened? Where was Nicole? What happened?
I know.
Now, we described a little bit at the beginning of the podcast that you were out in the car. In the back seat of a car.
With the driver.
Yeah, with the driver, where I'm usually very comfortable, the back seat of a car.
Exactly, and not with the driver.
Okay, so tell, why were you there and not here? What were you doing, and what happened?
Well, I don't know if everyone knows, but I'm in private aviation. I'm a jet broker. So I have clients who fly private, and I handle their travel plans. And here I am, like maybe it was, I think, a half hour before I'm getting out of the car. I get a phone call from my pilot, and I had a mechanical.
Which is
these private, beautiful jets.
Uh-huh.
One thing about it, if something's not kosher with that plane,
right,
whether it be the engine or something, that plane will not take off.
Well, I should hope so.
So believe it or not, you're really in good hands flying private. I mean, God forbid something happens. God forbid.
We don't want to talk about that, but I'm
right. Just saying, if you're on a regular commercial flight, God forbid that flight goes down. I don't know, maybe you're getting $100,000. If you're on a commercial, if you're on a private flight and that flight goes down, you're getting hundreds of millions of dollars in insurance policies. But the bottom line is they don't want to get to that point.
That's why.
Right, no, they
so
don't.
So private planes and the planes and the pilots that I deal with, the certification is the highest, the highest. So you know you are so safe and everyone should feel extreme. I mean, for the price you're paying, you better be damn safe.
That's great. It's the highest certification. You're as safe as can be, but you have to have a couple of $1 million to fly private.
There's
so everybody flying commercial.
Yes, do. So here I am at mechanical.
The certifications aren't that high. Okay. Great.
I was freaking out because my flight was supposed to depart in like 3 hours from when I got the phone call.
Right.
So my plane had like reposition to go to that spot. Now I have 15 people who are flying to the NCAA game in Phoenix.
Oh my God.
So here it is. It's a big Alabama Clemson game, you know.
Which means they have to get there on
they
time.
They have to get there
on time.
It's
not like they're rushing to the sun.
I just don't have right. a 15 passenger plane just sitting around like la-di-da. Fine, I'll get you another one. I mean, there's duty call and all that, so they wanted
which
to fly
Cooper
there.
Which Cooper and I don't understand
and fly
that
back.
Terminology.
Duty call is,
and neither does anyone else listening, so we can skip over that.
A pilot could only fly 10 hours out of the day, and then they need their rest period. So if I had to reposition a plane from
she
anywhere
duty.
Else.
I'm still on
a
that.
A duty call.
Exactly, a duty call.
A duty
We're so
call.
Immature.
Exactly. You know, it sounds funny, a duty
is
call.
Is that a body like break? I mean, come on.
You know what? Maybe. Obviously, a pilot after 10 hours needs a duty call. Maybe that's where they got it from. He has to go potty, the pilot. Well, listen, I was really happy. And I have to tell you something. This is one of my favorite clients.
Mm.
And he was so awesome. He actually told me when I called him, because I was so nervous, like, oh, my goodness. I wound up getting him a beautiful Gulfstream. So I was happy
good.
About it. But the bottom line is it took me hundreds of phone calls for me to be able to be wheels up by a certain time to make that game in Phoenix. It was
I did it.
But it was very stressful. But here I am. I called my client. And before I called him, I was so stressing out because I'm like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe this. I don't have another plane as of now.
Right.
And he said, Nicole, I had a dream last night that this happened. He had a dream. So he was so cool with it.
He was ready for it.
He was ready for it, which was amazing.
He was happy to be safe.
He was happy
God.
To be safe. And that's what I love about my business. First of all, I've been in this business for 6 years. And in 6 years, the thousands of flights, I've only had two mechanicals. This was the second one in
wow.
6 years. And I was, yeah. So 6 years.
It's amazing.
Only two mechanicals. I made it work. And the bottom line is that plane did not take off the ground. If they think, like I said, if there's one minuscule thing that is not kosher, that plane will not take off. So it's really, really, when you fly private, you know you are in the best of hands.
Now, I know that Teresa and I are dying to get to The Bachelor, but I have one question about flying, about flying private.
Okay.
This client was really, really nice, and I'm really happy that he was. Do most of your clients that have like crazy amounts of money, are they sort of like, look, I'm privileged, I'm very lucky to have this, and I'm cool about it? Or are they like, I have money, bitch, get my plane?
I've cried a few times.
Oh, no, you have. Oh,
I have.
Okay.
I have, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what percentage? Definitely. What percentage are nice?
Most of them. I have to say, I really feel my whole
90%
thing. I would say 90% of my clients are awesome, off the hook. I truly feel.
And then you get the entitled assholes.
And then,
then
you do get some people who have that entitlement, and I feel horrible. Some issues, you know, if they're. If their wives or family members totally overpack and the baggage capacity is maybe 400 cubic feet and they bring, you know, 15 luggages on a jet.
That would be me. I don't know if flying private would go well for me. I mean, I don't know. I have a lot of luggage.
Hey, listen.
That's the reason why you can't fly
private. Sorry, I can't fly private, Nicole. Sorry. That's everyone why I don't fly private.
That's the reason. Yeah.
That's the reason. Okay?
I knew it, Teresa.
Not because of 60 grand to take 15 people over.
So I've dealt with an issue once where someone had to put their clothes in a garbage bag because they brought so much luggage.
God.
And yeah, that
all
was
right,
like,
just tell me how the wife was. Pouty?
Not happy.
Okay,
not
we
happy.
Can't say. We
that
can't
was
one of knew. You tell them ahead of time, right? They know ahead of time.
Yeah, and they, you know, they fly private often, but it happens. It happens. But getting back to, for the most part, I have amazing, and I treat my clients really, really well, so.
Okay.
That's great. Did you
most
hear
of them
that?
Appreciate
you know what?
It.
Speaking of that, which is really sad, didn't The Bachelor lose two people to a plane crash?
Yeah. They don't say whether it was private or not, but we're assuming so, because if it was like a major
commercial
plane. Yeah, we'd know about it, right?
We would have heard about it, absolutely.
So
that's what I thought.
The pivotal moment that happened last night on The Bachelor, in case you missed it, because I can't imagine that there's anybody out there not watching The Bachelor.
Exactly. we don't need like a little...
Dun-dun-dun, you know, some sort of music, I don't know. The thing about The Bachelor was really interesting, because at the very end, if you don't know the format, he comes out and he has that last... like moment with the girls before the rose ceremony, the cocktail party. He came out and usually he's like, hi, we're really excited. Cocktail party, rose ceremony, whatever.
Yes.
He came out and he said, I'm sort of somber. I'm not in the best place right now. I just got a phone call from home and found out that two people very close to my family who are pillars of our community that I grew up with, I just found out that they both died in a plane crash.
Oh, that was so sad.
Yeah, it was really sad. And he was just like, and then they show him at the camera doing the on the fly thing. And he says, you know, I came in tonight in a really good mood. Then I found this out. The only thing I want from the girls is comfort. I can use some comfort. Okay, now I will throw it to Teresa, who will tell you what happened with Olivia.
Yes, Olivia. First of all, she's starting to get under my skin. I liked her in the beginning. I did not like her. Last night, by any means, she's showing her true colors. He basically was hurting, and he was looking to say, okay, I'm here. I'm upset. It's a somber moment, but I'm glad to be around your group of girls, because basically he was looking for comfort. And who was going to make him feel better in this time of need? Well, there takes Olivia, grabbing him off for the 80 millionth time in the evening.
Yeah, she
does
that the
whole
time.
Yeah, she's a hog.
Yeah, she always walks over to him and says, can I grab you for a minute? So she interrupts him in the middle of his sentence.
She's rude.
To bring him over,
Nicole, and then she says, girls, which I know you both saw it, the girls were talking about me and something about, she wanted to share with him. She felt like she needed to share with him how she's unhappy. She doesn't like her legs. She doesn't like her cankles. She feels as though she has cankles and she doesn't like her feet.
And her toes, yeah.
And her
she
toes.
She said, the girls were saying things about
saying
my toes.
She said, toes.
And because she's on television.
And people write blogs.
There are blogs there about blogs. Her legs and her cankles.
And her cankles.
Oh,
first of all, I said, she is insensitive.
Yeah.
She is all about herself. She's egotistical. Everything is about Olivia, Olivia, Olivia. So I found her to be a horror.
Yeah.
I'm like, how insensitive. He just lost
Stay away. stay away. Well, first of all, I did not watch The Bachelor last night. What happened
Leave
was...
Leave right now.
No,
Leave.
I came back... Listen, I came back from vacation yesterday.
We
I
all
taped
did.
It.
Well, I did. I was
you
with
did
Nicole
too.
And I watched
taped it.
It.
We came back. We went out for Chinese food. I ate all those dumplings. It made me exhausted. And I came back
Nicole
and I
turkey
put it on.
Makes you tired. There's no tryptophan in Chinese food.
Well, guess what? Well, guess
this
what?
This is not a Thanksgiving dinner. Like, I was so exhausted. The food made me tired.
Well, guess what? The night before on vacation, what do they give us? A big turkey dinner.
And you're ready.
And whatever.
And you. And you're
from
ready.
The day before,
and you're ready.
From the
slept
night before, they gave us a turkey dinner. Yes, they did. They reenacted the whole turkey dinner, stuffing, turkey.
Nicole,
this, I ate
Nicole, I'm
going to
stop you right now. That was 48 hours ago. You slept that off.
Well, guess what? I taped The Bachelor. I was all excited. I come back from vacation. I taped it last night. I put it on. 10 minutes into it. Out cold.
Well, Cooper, I just want you to know that I knew today we were doing our podcast, and you and I always, we love The Bachelor.
Yes.
And we all love The Bachelor, and it was something we just wanted to recap on, so I was up 3 a.m.
I'm going home
it.
After this, and I'm watching
a trooper.
It. That would have infuriated me. I would have had a tweet right away as I was watching that and be like, you insensitive bitch, Olivia.
Right.
You
yeah,
insensitive
I mean, talking
bitch.
Talking about how she, first of all,
first of all,
with,
hello, flashback, narcissist,
right.
Egotistical maniac.
Huge.
Listen to me, Benny boy.
Narcissist.
Get rid of her.
Stay away.
Stay
we know
away.
What that's
dealing with. Danger.
We
danger. Yeah.
Big time. Zone.
No, but you know what also?
What, Teresa?
Even if he did not even lose, that night he needed comfort, okay? So she was all about herself. If it wasn't even a different night, a woman should never tell a man her insecurities, because you're making, that's just my opinion.
Right.
And this is not just being about honest and open. This is about.
Why do you feel that way, Therese? I think that's someone opening
up
about.
No, no. Let me tell you something. I feel as though, Nicole.
I think if a woman has it on her mind, that was
really?
Not the right time.
But Nicole, even if it was another night, you really feel as though if a woman feels like she has cankles, to me, you're drawing attention to it. I don't think...
It's too early also.
It's too early on.
Yeah.
And I don't
think
she has
cankles.
I don't think she has cankles. I don't think she should have brought it up, because to me, I always thought she had nice legs, Olivia. Because she said that, now I look at her as though she has cankles.
She does have cankles.
And she has cankles, okay? And another thing... She looks scary. My son last night was watching it with me, Giovanni, and my nephews, and they're all teenagers. They were like, oh my gosh, that is one girl that needs makeup. And then her mouth, she opened it so wide to laugh that they were like, because she's coming off a little too aggressive,
right.
She's starting to look even unattractive.
Crazy. You're starting to look crazy.
And crazy. My mm-hmm. son, and you know, it's so funny for even young guys to perceive her this way. When they saw her last week, they were like, she's beautiful.
Yes.
Wow, wow, wow. And then last night, there's a thing about being direct and being aggressive, which I think is, you know, could be very empowering. But then it's to the point where it's overwhelming.
Right.
And I think she's
and
coming
and it's
off,
needy.
It's she, I think she, now she's coming
from
off
a
as
needy.
Needy
point.
And now my son and all my nephews are kind of looking at her like, ew, she's starting to.
And she didn't have empathy and she wasn't compassionate.
That's the big thing, that she had
and
no empathy in a moment. Ugly. Right, when he needed her.
And the boys, my boys, actually it was Rob, her nephew, and Giovanni, they looked at her like she wasn't that beautiful, attractive
and
woman
have to say,
like she did last week.
But, and it is amazing how people just right off the bat, they right away make a quick judgment and you don't even know someone. Mm. Like, who did he go out with? Jubilee.
Oh, yeah, Jubilee.
And I want to tell you, everyone thought she was going home. All the girls in the room. Personally, I thought they bombarded her last night. I thought they bullied her.
They definitely bullied her.
I thought
they tried to corner her.
They tried
to
corner her. They tried to make a break, and she didn't. She was not one of my favorites, Jubilee. Personally, I think she's beautiful. I think
she has
an amazing
body. But now that you heard the story about her, that she lost her whole family, and she's a survivor.
To Haiti,
yeah.
She's a survivor. Right. She was adopted. She has no bloodline. Her whole family was killed. Okay?
Wow.
She's in the military, which I love. She's powerful. She happens to be one of my favorites now. I like her. And you know what? Like, what she was saying is she's very complicated and she feels as though, you know, people don't really get her, so the unknown is scary.
Right.
And it is, you know? But I respect Ben more. I wasn't thrilled. I mean, I liked him. I thought he was great. I like him more because he seems like he really wants to get to know her. He did not just judge her and say, oh, you know what? You know, she doesn't come off as the, like, Jubilee was saying he likes a really, really nice girl. Mm-hmm. She's got the tattoos. People would kind of perceive
that. She's definitely got an edge to her, but she likes how honest
she is.
Well,
they would stereotype. But
you know what?
Sometimes
and that's what I like
about
her.
People tend to do, Teresa.
But that's what I'm saying. I like her because she's so honest and she's real.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is how quickly a man can make a judgment about a woman. My boyfriend, Joe, will not watch The Bachelor. Like, he just, if it's on, he has to go into the other room. He's like, lower that. I don't even want to hear it. So he walked by the living room last night while Olivia was on, and he walked by and went like this. She's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he just took one look at her. He's like, oh, that girl's insane.
Now, let me ask you, because you know my husband, Reno, feels the same way as your boyfriend, Joe. Reno will not watch The Bachelor. He's repulsed by it. He's like, get this shit off.
Right.
Whatever. Why does Joe feel that way?
Because to Joe, all it is, it's to him, it's like The View times 200. It's just a bunch of women screaming, and every other word is like. For both of them, the man too. Well, like, I like think that you're like really interesting, like, and I really like think it's time that we got to like know each other. Well, like, I
better not say like in front of you.
Like, I didn't. Well, you don't know. Like these girls are insane. And then her response is to that thing that he just said. Her response is, well, like, I didn't want to like open up to you, but then like I saw that like you were totally open to me, and I thought like
you
I can
sound
share.
Like a valley girl.
But that
remember
it's
that
every
ago?
One of them.
Yes.
It's every one of
yes.
them, and they say the most inane things. And the
yes.
problem is, my boyfriend is a smarty pants, and he doesn't like dumb women. He likes
Reno
smart
too.
Women.
I think Reno and
exactly.
Joe need to hang out.
They do need to hang out.
They feel the same
well,
way. Like,
when
it's
they,
just stupid. They
when
like
they
stupid.
Met, they were like common. I mean, they were like soulmates.
Yes.
Yes.
They got along very
it was
well.
It amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably why.
They love their
wine, they do not
food.
Tolerate.
They love smart women.
Smart women.
Yeah.
They love smart women.
That like don't say like.
So, yeah, that was a problem. Anyway, all right.
Okay,
so
cool.
we got to take a really... Are you singing? What are you doing over there? Teresa
is
insane.
We did a lot of singing. We did karaoke this weekend.
We want to hear all about your weekend. We want to hear about the karaoke. And more importantly, why on earth was Reno riding a horse through the dining room? We're going to find out all of that when we come right back.
Quick break. Hold on, everyone.
And we're back with Girls in Heels. Well, when we left off, we were about to find out why so many things. First of all, the pictures you guys posted on Instagram, why was Reno, is that a real horse, by the way, that he was on?
It's not.
In the
a
dining
real
room?
No, it's about 8 feet. It's huge. It is huge, and it's on wheels. And we go to this place up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's like our winter vacation for the weekend. And there's about 50 of us. Literally 50 of us.
It was 62, actually.
Okay.
I thought it was 39. We counted wrong.
Okay, well, at that point, after a certain amount, I don't
we
even
lost
count.
Track.
It was a great weekend. Went to vacation. It's a lodge. And we just play all these kind of fun family games. Well, a few years ago, it was about 2 years ago, we found this huge horse. And they do a whole theme where they come through the dining room. Every night's a different theme. One, I guess they must have, I don't know, Paul Revere or something. I don't know, the British invasion. Oh, yeah, they wrote British music and the whole bit. So there's this big horse, okay? And we found him locked up in the closet about 2 years ago. So we thought it was funny, after a few cocktails, to grab the horse and fly it through the dining room.
Now there's hundreds and hundreds of people in this dining room.
Yeah, there's,
oh my God.
Everyone eats the same time at
this
place.
It's like, you know what it is? It's a
lunch
cruise ship on land. It's fun.
Oh,
it's corny.
Okay.
Remember like Dirty Dancing, the movie?
Yes.
That's what this place is like. It's fun. It's corny. It's so corny, but we love it.
Love it.
Love it, love it. And Reno, we took him, and my friend's husbands are hysterical. They literally threw him through the dining room.
But they hit it on us.
Well,
years
last
ago,
year.
Teresa.
Yeah, yeah. So then last year, we could not find this horse. Now they lock him up. Lock him up. So last year was the first year.
They lock up the horse, Teresa, to keep him away from
to
you?
To keep him away from us, the Aprea family. So last year, we could not get this horse for nothing. Nicole and I always, year after year, had pictures on him. Well, this year, guess what? So we're all texting each other through the lodge. Have you found him? Have you found him? It was like, we were just all searching for this horse.
That's funny.
Well, guess what? We get the text from Reno. I got him. And guess what? I will have pictures. Well, I posted one yesterday, but I'll post the video so everyone, all of our listeners, could see it on social media. Reno going through the dining room. So it was fun.
We're just
like little
Reno
kids.
Going through the dining room on an 8-foot white horse.
He's huge.
On wheels.
Huge. Yes.
You have to duck your head because otherwise you'll hit it on the ceiling.
It was a bliss. It's a fun place. I have to say, when we go, it is so much fun. Like, we have Winter Olympics outside against tons of different families. And guess who were the winners?
You guys?
I'll post that as well.
No.
All of our children.
Our children.
We played as well. We
wow.
did very well. But our kids, because they came from us, okay, in all humility, I'll give myself some credit. They're very athletic. And on top of it, the proud mama that I am and proud aunt, and you're the proud mom too, because all our sons played together. There was about 10 of them on the team. The number one, the highest score so far this winter.
Yes.
For our children.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Winter Olympics. Fun. You climb over walls. You go down tubing. You go like on this, what is that thing? The one sledded thing.
Yeah.
Like a snowboard on one leg. It was just great. It's all these different activities. And
really competitive.
That's really
very
cool.
Competitive. It's cool. It's fun.
We did karaoke. We played Family Feud with the real buzzer.
What? Wait a minute. Stop. This I have to hear. Now, wait. What's your go-to karaoke song, Nicole?
What is it?
Ain't No Mountain High Enough and Journey.
I love the Rolling Stones.
Oh,
Beast
the
Burden.
Is that what you did? Beast of Burden?
I love Beast of Burden, yeah. I love the Rolling Stones. I don't love all their songs, but I love that one. I think
love
it's a very sexy
me.
Song.
Oh, it's very sexy.
It's very sexy.
Yeah, you do the rock and roll, and you do the one where you jump up and down, the other one.
I jump up and down.
Which one? What song?
Which one do I jump up and down?
You always did, like, even
no,
down.
I love
Get
Journey.
Your Motor Running. Is
oh,
that one of yours?
Oh, you know what?
I can totally see you doing
I like AC/DC.
She likes AC/DC.
Shook Me All Night Long. I do. I like, I
you
love
do the rock
the
and roll.
Rock.
Yeah.
I do. I love it.
I could see. And do you actually, do the headbanging? Does your hair go?
Yeah, I do like the whole, yeah, like that. It's kind of like that.
So, yeah. Mine's you should
that
never
pole
do,
dancing.
You should never do karaoke with me because
what do you do?
I
Come
do
on.
Nicki Minaj.
Do you?
And the problem is, I think I'm a great rapper. Like, I get up there,
That's
like,
right.
I am Nicki Minaj, and I do the moves,
no.
I do the rap, and I'm terrible. But I love it, and I like to think, like, I put myself
Cooper.
In her mind, and I do, like, the way she walks and everything.
Stuff your butt
and,
a little bit?
Yeah, stuff my, well, I don't need to stuff my butt, no. But, you know, but I do, you know, her
She's
stuff
hot.
Is, like, dirty, you know, and in the karaoke. Raunchy. Yeah, in the karaoke when they have the words. Some places they do it where they put the clean words and some places they put the dirty words.
Yeah.
But I always do the dirty words.
Do you? They wouldn't allow us. And they made a point of saying that. No dirty words. I'm like,
you know,
oh,
when all
God.
The guys got up there, like Reno and Nick and Joe, they were like really bombing it. Like, they've
Yeah,
like,
those
Whoa.
Are Reno's friends.
Thank God little Joe Calio's son got up there and he's only 7 and he started twerking.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
he rapped.
It totally
Remember the old time, like when you start, not even twerking, when you start doing like the little spins on
no,
the floor?
No, honey, he was twerking at
yeah,
one point,
twerking.
Shaking his butt, and then he started doing the, what do you call that?
Like the electric
the dancing.
The, yeah.
You, oh, the break dancing.
The break dancing.
Break,
so
yeah.
he did the break dancing. But once I was like, oh, no, save these poor men. And then all of a sudden, when little Mikey got up there and started twerking.
He saved them.
He saved them. Yeah.
But
they
so very cute.
Cooper does the rapping stuff. I know
do.
You don't do Katy Perry. You're not big
I can't stand her.
I was going to make a joke and go, I know you do Katy Perry, Cooper. She's
God,
like,
no. I want
God,
her to just
no.
go away. I don't get her. I don't get Katy Perry. I get Taylor Swift.
You know,
I get
the song Roar. I like
no,
the song Roar.
No, I just think she's ridiculous.
Nicole likes her. I have to tell you, though, one thing. She's got, I do. I notice women's bodies all the time. Mm. She has great boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
No, she definitely looks Katie amazing.
Katy Perry, like, has
the
best boob job. She does. I look at boobs.
Yeah, but you guys,
you
know
boobs,
what?
Nicole? You don't look at people's, like, I don't know. I do.
I do.
I do. Like, I think Nicki Minaj has a sick body. She's got the boobs and the butt. Like,
yes.
She's, like, wild.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know how any pants fit her, though. Like,
I know.
You know, does she get them, like, custom made? Because
must. She must.
Who could fit into, like,
she's got a tiny
thin waist.
Yeah,
a thin
right,
waist
right.
And a big butt. So how does she
custom,
get them passed?
Custom. Mm.
Her butt, like, pulling them up.
Apple
I
bottom
the zipper,
jeans.
Yeah.
Girl with the curves. Is that it?
Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
That's it. Oh, my. I would never win that game where you have to fill in the words because I make up my own words when I sing.
And then you guys played Family Feud, you said also. That's
family.
My favorite game.
Yeah, it is a family. Yeah, but you know what? I'm a little bit upset because you know what? I'm very upset because we always get the gold medal for Family Feud. And we lost. We lost, okay?
We won the first round. And we should have won the gold.
We should have won the gold. We should have. Because you know what? Like, I think sometimes, number one, they played early in the morning.
Right.
So we had some Bloody Marys. and usually that works. This time it just didn't work. Because you know what? Sometimes you get up there and...
Teresa, you froze. I never saw you look like...
No, I didn't say I didn't freeze.
Teresa, you looked a little bit like...
No, I didn't look at you in the headlights. No, I said, okay, let me ask you something. What the survey people said, 1,000 people, what makes whatever people happy? Like I said, oh my God, like I thought Nicole said the whole baby, the kid thing, yay, great. Okay, I thought, all right, so marriage. I was trying to make my husband happy. He was in the audience. I mean, he's staring right at me. It was like, but money was there. So I said, okay, so I said, oh, marriage, getting married, you whatever. I guess that was so. All of a sudden, the next thing, my friend goes, money. So I said, well, obviously, you don't need a husband, but you need money. Obviously,
right?
That's you know.
Because I said having a baby, and then Tress said marriage. So far, having a baby and getting married doesn't make you happy. But what was up there? Money and shopping.
Money and shopping. I'm like, okay. So we should have. I was thinking really nicely, wholesome. I should have went for the money, the whole bit. I don't know.
What were some of the things on the list? So what?
Well, of course. Hello. Oh yeah. What were some of the things that you would say, which were very easy? But of course.
Chocolate.
I thought, you know what? Food.
Food.
Just food in general. Okay.
And that makes me happy. So I don't know why I didn't say
food. I don't know how.
I didn't say food or no one said food.
You know what it was? We just had like, we were thinking of.
Maybe like tunnel. Like
I mean, some other things. They had like some things like Christmas movies. Like, I mean, how. Well, they had all the popular Christmas movies, but then the guys, they lost, their husbands lost, and our friend's husbands lost, because then they said Polar Express.
They lost to six-year-olds.
They lost to these young kids. Yeah, we made fun of them. That was
because it was, well, the question was, what are the top 10 Christmas movies?
They should have gotten that. Don't you think Polar Express was one of them?
No.
Thank you, it wasn't.
It's not. I'll tell you exactly. I bet you, okay, I'll tell you what's on. Love Actually.
Do you know it wasn't there? And that should have been there. That should have been there.
That's on everybody's list.
Everybody loves that one.
Elf?
Do you know which one was?
Elf.
Which was the first one? First answer?
Wait, let me think. The first one was probably like Home Alone.
You got it.
Yep.
Home Alone. Yep. Got it. Cooper, you're coming next year.
You're coming with us next year.
You're coming with us next year because we're getting the gold.
That's my game.
And wait a second. And guess what our name was?
What?
Girls in Heels.
Really?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh, yay.
One game was Girls, Girls, Girls. They kept on doing Girls, Girls, Girls. And I'm like, can we do Girls in Heels, please?
Well, we did Girls in Heels for trivia.
One more quick break. And when we come back, we have two very important things to tell you about. One is about the Kennedys.
Yes.
Very important about the Kennedys.
And who we saw on television, I'm not going to tell you.
What? And then two, Nicole is going to talk to us about how we keep our New Year's resolutions, because here we are still in January and some of us not doing too well. Be right back after the break. It's Girls in Heels. We are back with Girls in Heels. Thank you very much for sticking around. And the very important thing we have to talk about is me on television.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Nicole and I, my mom taped the, it was a 10-part series, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, they walked in and they were like, Cooper, are you on television? I'm like, yeah, again. I did this 10-part series over the summer.
Yeah.
And I was really excited. It's this 10-part series about the Kennedys. And it starts out, of course, with JFK and Jackie O, but it goes all the way to Taylor Swift dating Connor Kennedy.
Oh, wow.
And then I guess there's some kids now that are pulling the don't you know who I am at parties. Mm-hmm. So we really get into the nitty gritty of, like, you know, Ted's great granddaughter or, you know, Robert Kennedy's granddaughter. You know, so the girls that still have the Kennedy name that are still like totally divaing out while they're out with like Paris Hilton.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it gets really, like, modern and really kind of cool.
I can't wait to see it, Cooper. My mom said it is, like, very well done, what she's seen so far.
Well, it's taped at our house, Teresa, so we can come over and watch it later. Yeah, my mother said it was fantastic. You did an awesome job.
Thank you. It's on the Reels channel.
Awesome job, Cooper. So the Reels channel, let everyone know.
Uh-huh. It's a 10-part series. I'm sure if you have Reels on demand, you can watch it from the beginning. But what's fascinating is, except for, like, me and a couple of other smarty pants talking heads, it's all the people who worked with the Kennedys back in the day. It's like that photographer that followed Jackie O around, and just other people who are Kennedys or who dated Kennedys. So it's a lot of experts and people who really know the family. And then it's like people like me who've studied pop culture and celebrity culture and just sort of giving the overview of why we care and what we love about them. But I will tell you this. It was a million degrees that day. It was one of our July days and it was like 110 degrees. I did my own hair and makeup and I got there and there was no air conditioning. So I have this frizzy. I tried to do my hair straight. I look like I just got done running a marathon. I think this is even this one scene where there's like this bead of sweat running down my forehead in the middle of a sentence. It's bad. It's
bad. You know what? Everyone who doesn't know Cooper, she's adorable and beautiful.
She's beautiful.
One thing what I love about the Kennedys, all age groups are intrigued. My son Joey, who's 16, Giovanni, who's going to be 20, they're so intrigued with the story of Kennedy. So they will sit down and watch it. Anytime anything's on about the Kennedys.
Well, they're a very interesting family.
There's
nothing boring about them.
No. So it's really incredible that all age groups are always, anytime they're on, I think.
He was the first president to understand the concept of celebrity, the fact that politics and politicians are more than just decision makers, but they also are celebrities. And the best example is during the debates when he was debating Nixon. People that listened to the debate thought Nixon won. People that watched it thought Kennedy won because Kennedy came out perfectly groomed, hair and makeup, beautiful suit. Nixon, who didn't really understand television, came out. He was sweating. He had bad hair, no makeup on.
A little disheveled.
Yeah, disheveled suit. So people were like, oh, Kennedy definitely won if they watched it on television.
It seems as though everyone seems to just like the Kennedys. Or is it just my perception?
Well, they were very
likable. Like, it seems as though.
And relatable. You know, they showed their kids.
Today, it seems as though it's like you either love that politician or you hate him.
Everyone was in love with little John, you know, when he was born in Carolyn. They used to show pictures of all them with the, you know, they were a very family oriented, you know, president.
Right, exactly. So, and it was also like what you're saying, Teresa, because we weren't so polarized. It was like, even though I didn't vote for him, he's still very likable.
Right, he was likable. Today, it's very black or white. Everyone's, I would say that these debates are fun. I always thought debates, as a child, they annoyed me. I was like, oh, my TV shows are getting interrupted as a kid, I remember. And now it's like we have our children, even our friends' kids, that are these young kids watching it because it's comical. I mean, to see them fight, they're fighting like cats and dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's like they always did debate, but it was a debate. This is like little petty shit.
Yeah, it's true.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they call each other names now.
They call each other names.
And yeah, exactly.
It's like, I mean, they have little cat fights. I'm like, this is hysterical.
They don't even support each other.
So, yeah, it's fine.
Okay, so very important. Here we are at the end of January, and a lot of us are not really adhering to our New Year's resolution. So, Nicole, you have some advice?
Well, I do. You know, I think it's so adorable. Like, lately, my son had, you know, Teresa and I, years ago, we were very much into personal development. I think we still are. We still are today, but we used to read more books.
Seminars.
We went to
speakers.
A lot of seminars.
Right.
We read a lot of books, all the, you know, new books that were out. We would
self-help,
go to Barnes & Noble.
Self-awareness.
And now I see my son reading Stephen Covey and Joel Osteen.
Oh, yeah. Highly effective, right? Habits
Seven
for highly
Habits. Yeah. Which,
effective teens, adults. They have one for adults.
Yeah. I read the book probably almost 10 years ago. And now my son's, you know, going
Not
through my
teens,
books.
Not for teens. For adults.
Right. But all about personal development. And then it just made me think with resolutions.
Not just superficial ones. Not just, okay, a diet. I think you're talking more about even bettering yourself.
Well, that's why I'm saying
who you are as a person.
Why do so few keep the resolutions? And I said, it's not about the actions. It's about changing our thoughts.
Right.
And so many people aren't aware of that and or rebooting to change our habits. So many people don't realize, how are you going to start your day today? How are you going to wake up? What you think about, you bring about. I know we talked about that, but a lot of people, and again, I was around a lot of people this weekend, so it made me think about that. A lot of positive people, and then there are certain people that I'm around that I see that are negative.
Mm-hmm. A heaviness. Which is sad.
And how it is affecting their lives.
Right.
And what a difference it makes. So I really feel, and I try to help those that I see that with. So I think it's very...
How do you help them? Like, what do you say? What do you do?
Again, what I said, How do you wake up? How do you start your day?
Nicole, let me just interrupt you. I think it's also what I've seen with, and I have to say 99.9% of the people we do surround ourselves have a very good outlook, because I could not stand to be around if someone was negative every day. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I want to help that person, but guess what? If there's one thing I have no patience for is someone who's not helping themselves.
Yeah.
If you're trying to help them out, and if they're just kind of in a downward spiral, you can try to get them. You know, it's like you could feed the horse, what do they say, like salty peanuts, but you can't bring him, you know, like he's got to come to the water on his own, you know, isn't
no,
that the
you
expression?
Could, no, the expression
How's
is you could bring the horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
You can't make him drink.
You could,
salted
right.
peanuts.
No. You know what?
I've never heard that expression.
I love that.
You could give him salty peanuts where you want to come to the water, you could help him, but then you can't make him drink.
You can't make him drink.
I've heard that expression.
Well, I like
anyway.
That.
I think it's adorable how you added the salty peanuts. I just
because
said you could bring the horse to water, but that was adorable.
It's
they're like really what is the word I'm trying to think of?
You want it. They're dehydrated. You want them to want it.
They're
you
really
want them to
wanting
want
it.
You want them
they're
to thirst
it.
For it.
Yes.
Exactly.
You want them to thirst
That's
for
the word.
Exactly.
You want them to quench for it. You give them salty
Teresa.
Peanuts, and then you want them to come to the water, but you can't make them drink.
That's a whole other level. I love
it's
it.
It's a whole other level. It's very deep.
And the reason why what Nicole just said about changing your thoughts is so brilliant, because the prevailing idea in therapy, like if you go to a therapist, the best therapy are the ones where they change your thoughts. Cognitive behavioral therapy. Mm. Cognitive being thought, behavior next. Mm. So if you change the thought, you can change the behavior. So any mm-hmm. therapist that comes in and says, like, well, if you want to lose weight, just, you know, start exercising more and eating less. It's like, that duh, who doesn't know that?
Yes.
Really? I have to exercise more and eat less? Duh, thank you so much. Here's
yes.
your money.
Mm-hmm.
But you're making a very good point. You got to change the thought. What is the thought? What are you thinking about? Why don't you go to the gym? Why don't you eat better? What is the thought that is stopping you from taking care of yourself?
It's great how we're here as a platform on the radio, you know, with this podcast to really help others. Because you're right. New Year's resolution. Oh, I'm going to start eating better, everyone says. I'm going to go to the gym, start exercising. But guess
or
what? It
I
hasn't worked the past 40 years for these people.
I want to be more productive at work. Well, how are you going to be? How do you see yourself? What are you thinking about? Do you see yourself as a failure? That's what you will become.
Exactly.
Do you see yourself as being successful? You will be successful. Declare words on yourself that make you feel
powerful,
not weak. So it sounds simple. It's not. But it can be simple if you work on it every day. How you wake up, write 5 things. Write 5 positive things about yourself. What you want to accomplish today. Meditate on that. Really see yourself in that position. So I feel that's how you have to start off your day. If it's only 10 minutes, we could all put that aside. I don't care if you're in the shower and do it, if you're on the bowl when you do it, whatever.
Right.
But basically, even before you go to bed at night, let those last 10 minutes, don't be on, you know, do something, meditate, think positive things about yourself before you go to bed.
I think it's very important too to get rid of the electronics,
I cannot
like
stand
the social media and the
phone. In the morning, sometimes when people wake up and right away, they'll either go on their computer, and my mother tends to do this sometimes, it drives me crazy, like she'll go on a computer, oh my goodness, this happens. You cannot start off your day
thinking negative
news,
thoughts. Exactly.
Looking at something.
That's right.
Because that is how your day is going to move forward. Doing something good, saying a kind word, really being in tune. Like on my phone, I have, you know, yeah, it's a religious thing, Galatians 5:22, fruits of the Spirit. Love, kindness.
But that works for you. Everybody
it
has something that works for them. Exactly.
Me. And it's a reminder sometimes if I don't have patience with the person and I want to bite the head off or, you know, smack them, biff them across the head. And every hour I see that on my phone, I'm like, I have to because I don't know
I
what that person
I was wondering what that is. Every once in a while it's a lot. Beep, beep. And I'm like, love, patience,
I
kindness.
Don't know.
I should have that. Put that on my phone.
But you have no patience for it.
But I don't
exactly.
know
I have no patience
for
to do it.
Like, what that person is going through. So I really think, and I hope everyone listening to this really can do that and really know that your thoughts are so powerful.
I have a negative thought that I don't want to have to share with us, but it's a really bad negative thought, and it's that time again.
I love you all.
So we've come to the end of this week's Girls in Heels. That's a negative thought, but the positive
we're coming back.
We're back next week.
And listen, subscribe, and please, everyone, write your like reviews of us.
We would love to hear how much you're enjoying the show every week. So thank you so much for listening. And we will post pictures of
our weekends.
Exactly. And speaking of gratitude, thank you to our producers, Anthony and Dennis, who produce Girls in Heels every week. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio for having us. Teresa, Nicole, and I back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thank you for downloading.
And make it a great day. You all deserve it.